hope you had a fantastic weekend. Back in the chair, ready to do this. Stu Crew, it's Monday. Let's freaking go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
No.
This is God's platform, and all glory yes. be to God Almighty. Praise Jesus. July 11th, 2022, and everything that you see in the world is totally fake.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Yes, because we don't have a justice system. We do not have a serious country. July 11, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Bill Gates first made his fortune in computers. But now the world's fourth richest man is pivoting from technology to the world's oldest source of wealth, land. He just can't get enough of it. Every year, he just keeps acquiring more and more land. Just last week, he won legal approval to buy another 2,100 acres of farmland in North Dakota for $13.5 million. At this point, as we're talking right now, Bill Gates owns more than 250,000 acres, more than a quarter of a million acres of farmland in the United States. That's massive amounts of land. To get an understanding of how much land that actually is, it's more than one-third the size of Rhode Island. It's more than the six smallest countries of Europe combined. And remember, this is specifically farmland. This is a huge country, lots of land, but most of the land in America isn't used for very much. It's forest, or it's desert, or wetlands, or it's mountains, or just grassland used for pasturing animals. This land that Bill Gates is eating up isn't that. This is prime farmland, the most important land that we have. So here we are. It'll be fall soon. It'll be time for most of the world to harvest its crops. But all of the food that was supposed to be planted in Ukraine allegedly got screwed up by this war. All of the food grown in Russia has been screwed up by Biden's sanctions. And in the entire rest of the world, millions of farmers didn't even plant their fields because fertilizer was way too expensive. In the Netherlands, they're trying to crush their farmers' livelihoods. I mean, all over the world, circumstances are shaping up perfectly for a global food crisis. And now here we are with Bill Gates owning more land than anyone. What's he going to do with all of that land exactly? Farmland. What kind of genetically modified mutant food is he going to grow? Or is he just going to not grow any food at all? And since it's guaranteed that our fake lawmakers aren't going to do anything about all of this, what should we do? Clayton Llewellyn is the owner of Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest is a Christian-owned prepper food company with a huge variety of offerings. You can get buckets of survival food in amounts that'll last you anywhere from a few weeks to an entire year. You can also buy heirloom seeds for growing the same kind of non-hybrid, non-GMO vegetables that your ancestors grew a century ago, as well as recipe books for cooking with them. We encourage you to check them out, heavensharvest.com. And Clayton Llewellyn joins us now. Clayton, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, how are you?
This is a big deal. So here you have a guy that was in technology, computers, then got into eugenics, mass genocidal level murder, really, with these injections, the shots that he's highly invested in. And now farmland.
Yeah, Stu, I think that's just one part of the big picture, though, man. Like you just said, you know what I mean? There's an outbreak. All of a sudden, he's invested in vaccines. There's a baby formula shortage. Now he's invested in that. There's a food crisis. This is an engineered food crisis, too. This isn't by accident. This is an engineered crisis. Now, all of a sudden, he's invested in farmland. And not just a little farm off on the side of the road, but 250, 260,000 acres. Like, this is massive, a massive amount of farmland. If you control the food, you control the people. Now, that's not enough to put like a dent in, you know, our food supply, but that is enough to start affecting it. You know what I mean? If he's going to lease that back to farmers, well, all of a sudden he says, look, you can't plant that this year. I need you to plant this. Or he's going to have, you know, some of the other bigger companies in there that are, they're creating GMO seeds and GMO food that can completely control what we're eating, what we're growing. Like, it's not good news. But like I said, I think that's kind of a small part in the big picture of what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen everything that's happened so far this year. You see what's going on in the Netherlands right now. You know what I mean? The Dutch farmers are all up in arms and they're rioting. You know, they're trying to tell them how much they can grow. They're trying to cut a third of the farms out of the Netherlands. That's huge. A third of the people out of the Netherlands. Like, there's a crisis right now, a global food crisis. And instead of opening it up and letting everybody grow what they need to grow, we're condensing that. We're making it smaller. Like, why are we doing that? We're doing it here in the U.S. We pay farmers not to grow food. I mean, right now, when the world is hungry, we're paying farmers not to grow food.
And is this a plan that could be contagious? I mean, he's not going to be the only globalist billionaire that sees this as a great opportunity to seize control.
Absolutely. They're all going to jump on it. Well, they already do. I mean, so much of our farmland is controlled by giant corporations. You know, I mean, it's no longer mom and pops growing, deciding what they want to grow. It's giant corporations growing our food.
And you mentioned that, you know, he's going to decide what types of seeds, what types of crops. No, you're not allowed to grow that, but this year you're going to grow this instead. What if he just says nobody's going to grow anything at all?
And he absolutely can do that. And our government's doing it right now.
At that point, is it enough to impact this country in detrimental ways that people can't recover from?
I think it already is, man. It already is. I mean, you look at everything that's going on right now. In the Netherlands, they're cutting out a third. We're doing that here in the United States. We got bird flu like that has popped up. We're killing millions of chickens right now because of one PCR test. Like, we know how accurate those are.
Yeah, but to Clayton's point, and for the viewers that don't know this, 5.5 million chickens were slaughtered and killed because of one PCR test. Keep in mind, remember, this program consistently talks about the PCR test and how failed it is, and that it produces 97% false positives. You can run it under your water, your tap water, and likely get a positive result for COVID-19 or whatever you're testing for. 5.5 million chickens. We saw 10,000 cows dead. Boom. Just immediately because of heat. Who's buying that? Who's buying that?
There's 10,000 cows. We got fertilizer shortages right now. This is an engineered fertilizer shortage. Like, Stu, I don't want to get into politics about that or that too much on that side of it too much, but this is an engineered fertilizer shortage. You know what I mean? Ukraine can be a neutral state. We didn't like it when Russia stuck missiles in Cuba. Why can't we keep them neutral? And all of a sudden we don't have a fertilizer shortage. We don't have a wheat shortage. Like, this is all engineered. Our oil and gas right now, we've put sanctions on oil, gas. You know, it's running the price up on everything. Farmers aren't planting because they know it's going to cost too much to plant and they're not going to get their money back out of it.
So what do we do at this point? I mean, mass murder is the long game. Starvation is one method that they're going to use to do it. So how do we combat that?
We've got to have our own food. We've got to take our food. We got to take it back. This can't be a government-run entity. We've got to control it ourselves. And for years and years and years, we've controlled it. Look, they've tried COVID. We can't control people with that. You know what I mean? Half the population fell for it. The other half didn't. What's the one thing we all need? Food. How do we control people with the food? I mean, they've talked about it. This is the part of the Great Reset. You know, they talked about this at the World Economic Forum. The Rockefeller papers talk about this. Like, control the food, you control the people. And now we've given it up to Bill Gates, giant corporations. Like, they're running this one, you know, inside and out. Look at what Iran's doing right now. I mean, Iran's like putting up I know it's Iran, but they're kind of the first ones to start it, like a digital ID, to where if you want to buy food, you've got to scan your face, match it up to your driver's license, and then you get a discount on your food. I mean, you can still buy it, but if you want to pay $200 for a loaf of bread, you can buy it. If you want to pay $2, here, you got to scan your ID to buy food.
Technology that was designed for good is always used and morphed into something that can be used for power and control and to affect subservience. I predicted and was called crazy for saying a long time ago, the vaccine passport is going to be used with blockchain technology, and likely your smart refrigerator will require you to scan your vaccine passport in order to even open it up and consume food that day. That's really where we're headed.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is like a universal basic income disguised as food. You know what I mean? It's scary where we're going, and we've completely relinquished control of it. You know, we got to get back to where we take care of ourselves. You know, every family needs to have 6 months of food, a year of food. We need to start growing gardens. Stu, when I grew up, I remember mom telling me to go down to the basement and get some potatoes out of the root cellar. Like, we all had root cellars. We all canned. We all had gardens. I mean, after World War II, we had victory gardens. We were encouraged to plant a garden to feed ourselves. Do you hear any of that right now? None of it. The only thing we're talking about is we've got world leaders coming forward and openly saying there's going to be a global food crisis.
And they're not lying, because they're the ones that are manipulating all of this. They're controlling it. They're the ones that are trying to do this to us, and we have to be able to stop them. 6 months to a year's worth of food right away, you can get it at heavensharvest.com. And I want to speak to this just a little bit. There are a lot of other food prepper companies out there. They have, you know, rice and beans. You can go and try to do this at the store yourself, and probably we would encourage you to do some of that. But this is a whole lot more than that. This is freeze-dried real food, actually, heirloom seeds that are not GMO-modified, mutated seeds. These are real seeds like your ancestors used to plant crops. And most importantly, this is a Christian-owned business, heavensharvest.com. I'd encourage you to go there. I have a supply. Obviously, I need to keep going because I need to get to a year's worth of food. I think a year should be a good place to start. Do you agree with that? 1 year, if you have that solid base of 1 year of food, I think we should be good to go. A lot of these people plant gardens and they go, I'm good. Well, yeah, it's a great thing, and it helps to keep your mind distracted and keep it away, and you're focused on a solution rather than blackpilling yourself with a problem every day. But at the end of the day, let's be realistic. You're going to live an extra week or 2 weeks beyond the rest of the people who didn't prep at all.
The survival food's essential, man. Like, you've got to have that. We can have a crop in the ground, and I can tell you right now, like, most people that maybe they started planting this year, well, they don't have any food ready. You know what I mean? Like, it still needs another 2 or 3 months to grow. You've got to have the survival food, the freeze-dried food.
Yeah.
It's essential. Yep, like, absolutely. Stick it up. You know what I mean? But you got to learn to can. You got to learn to save this stuff, you know? But the freeze-dried food is like a quick, it's ready to go. You know, it's important to have. The seeds are equally as important, because that'll continue for years and years to come. I mean, if things keep going the way they are, you may be able to use those seeds as currency.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And more than likely will, because we all know that the paper dollar is fake. If you don't believe that, just go ahead and look at the dollar. It has a pyramid on it with an all-seeing eye at the top of it. Let's really be honest and talk about what's actually happening in this country. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Get over to heavensharvest.com, heavensharvest.com right now. We'll see you next time. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Of course. So here you have this guy who's participated in eugenics, a mass murder level genocidal, really, event with these bioweapon shots. These are not vaccines. They are fake vaccines, and he's heavily invested in that. And they're doing exactly what they were intended to do. Our next guest makes caskets, coffins, for a living. You will not believe what he has to say about the amount of baby coffins, baby caskets, youth-sized little tiny caskets that are being ordered right now. Who's buying them, and where are they going? That's coming up next on The Stu Peters Show as we continue. Don't go anywhere.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, no matter what you might think about COVID-19 or where it came from or what causes it or how justified lockdowns are or whether or not mask mandates are worth it, one fact is basically indisputable. This disease is not dangerous to children. Thank God for that. But yet somehow the Biden regime and these uniparty COVID hysterics can't accept this. They are completely obsessed with a fake reality where this disease is dangerous to children. And they use it as an excuse to ruin children's lives. They're locking them indoors. denying them real education, forcing them to cover up their faces with bacteria-ridden, filthy, disgusting Sharia face muzzles and never see the faces of their parents or their teachers or peers, their friends and teammates. It's disgusting and horrific. It's stunting their physical and emotional development. And the harm might last for years or even for their entire lives, maybe generations. But all of this somehow still isn't enough. Now the Biden regime is obsessed with injecting toddlers with this euthanasia shot from Pfizer and Moderna. Shots that we already know are dangerous and deadly and don't work to protect against any virus. And that's with adults who really don't even have to worry about COVID. But with children, every single factor is worse. Let's play along with the lie about these shots actually being vaccines for just a minute and pretend that we live in a country with an honest media and a medical system that actually gives a damn about health. The shots work even less, even according to Pfizer's own data. The disease that the shots protect against isn't a threat for children. And on top of all of that, the side effects of these injections appear to be worse for kids than for adults. And now we have another terrifying claim about what's happening. Mick Haddock is a casket salesman at Casket Depot. That's a company founded by his uncle 37 years ago, now owned by his cousin. Recently, Mick put out a viral tweet saying that for the first time he can remember, they have been receiving bulk orders for child-sized caskets. Horrific. Mick Haddock joins us now. Mick, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
I mean, this is horrifying. This is stuff that we obviously predicted on this program was going to happen. Child-sized casket, bulk orders. Who's ordering them?
Well, we deal mostly with distribution companies. So we don't deal directly with funeral homes per se. We do have some customers we do deal with, but for the most part, we sell to outlets who then deal with the funeral homes. So that's why a majority of our orders are bulk. Because we are essentially dealing with wholesale outlets who then distribute globally for us.
Okay, so where are these distribution centers located?
All North America. Costco is one of our leading brands, leading companies that sells our brands. You can find them on their website. They have multiple hubs set up through North America, Canada, anywhere that you find a Costco. You'll find a distribution hub not too far away, and they usually all have stock.
And this is the first time that you can ever remember having bulk orders like this for child-sized caskets.
The smaller size orders have never been so popular. I would like to mention that all casket sales are up dramatically in the last 2 years. Call it what you will, magic or the vaccine, but something has happened that is causing an unprecedented amount of deaths.
Well, magic is demonic and satanic, and that's everything that we're seeing happening right now. So, yes, it is magic, but it's also intentional magic. It's my opinion that this is an intentional plot to kill people, and now specifically kids. It's an intentional plot to make women infertile and men sterile and affect generations and generations in the future, just like they know that this mRNA technology detrimentally affected rat colonies for four generations. So we're seeing that the proof that this is not a side effect and that this is not an adverse event and that this isn't accidental, but that this is an intentional plot. And what we're seeing here are intended consequences. And now people are starting to see it play out. Why do you think it is that your tweet went so viral when you just said, look, this is what's happening?
I think it strikes home. The nitty gritty of a business like this, people don't want to accept facts. If I were to tell you that, you know, we sell a handful of, you know, toddler caskets almost daily, you wouldn't want to hear that because that's the number that, you know, it's grim. It's a bad reminder. So these are things I think people shut out of their daily thought process. And then when they actually get a glimpse of it, they react to it. And I've had a lot of messages from people who were quite frankly disgusted by what I said, but more or less interested to the point where they had to reach out and say that in some way or form, they were interested by what I was saying because they were oblivious to it. And I think that that's one of the main points is in this industry, it's not talked about. I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, the funeral directors, the morticians, you know, the embalmers, they're not speaking. And Figuratively speaking, in this industry, it is not looked upon as a nice thing to talk about the dead. So we all kind of just shut our mouth. For me, it's a different scenario. We don't really deal with end customers. We deal with purchasers. So I don't see a name associated with an order, and at a personal level. We just see a build information, a corporation that we deal with. These morticians, they deal with people on a personal level, and I understand why they wouldn't really want to talk about it. There is a bit of bad mojo associated with speaking about the dead. So call it that or call it what you will, but when people see
I think there's a whole lot of bad mojo that comes along with keeping your mouth shut when we're watching an entire world and children specifically under attack with a bioweapon. And so I applaud, Mick, your speaking out. And I mean, obviously more people need to do that. We need to get out of this whole politically correct, what is acceptable norm, because it's that apathy that has led to the complete destruction of individual liberty and freedom and is now responsible for what looks like an upcoming starvation plot, which is genocidal mass murder globally. And then also this euthanasia shot, which is now killing kids. It's happening. People don't just order bulk orders of child-sized caskets to have on display at their store or at their funeral home. They're using them, right? I mean, it's safe to say they're being used. Kids are being put in the ground early and at a rate that is astronomically larger than what you are accustomed to being seeing in the past.
Yeah, there is absolutely no value in storing these in a warehouse. When they are being ordered, they are being distributed right away. I don't think they're sitting on shelves. So we are definitely seeing an uptake in youth passing. It's undeniable at this point. And I also want to mention the full-size caskets too. As I mentioned earlier, they're all casket sales across the border up.
People are dropping dead.
People are dropping dead
all over the country and all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world.
At rates that we've never seen before. And I'll mention one more time, because I've mentioned this on previous broadcasts, but I just want to go back to this. The average per year of athletes that die on the field, or collapse rather on the field, professional athletes, is 5 to 10. Okay. More closer to 5, but the top end 10. That was up until 2021, when we saw that jump to 300 professional athletes at the peak of their physical health collapsing on the playing field, up from 5 to 10. This is exactly what we called it. This is exactly what we said it was going to be. And I applaud you for speaking out. Mick Haddock, thank you so much. By the way, just real quick question here. In a bulk order of child-sized caskets, about how many is that?
Well, let's say if we went through an average of, say, 50, 60 a year, the last order was 200, and the next order after that was 250. So we've now basically sold 5 years worth of stock in 7 months.
It's horrific.
Yeah, those are the numbers that people don't want to hear. It is it's gross.
Pray for these parents.
Thank you.
And pray for these kids and for the parents who have not taken their kids yet. Please don't. And again, thank you very much for being here. Coming up next, Edward Zoll is going to be here, because we're talking about these euthanasia sites that have actually been set up. Mass child extermination sites set up in New York. Edward Zoll will be here with that. And that's coming up next. Stick around. We're going to save our kids, we're going to save our country and our freedom and our individual liberty, and we are going to save our money. Gold Co. is going to help you make sure that you protect everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save with gold and silver. Gold Co. is going to give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Everything that you've worked hard for, if you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or 401k or your savings account, it's all at imminent risk. This uniparty establishment globalist fossil cabal is coming after everything that you have, your food, your liberty, your freedom, all of the aforementioned, to permanently cripple you and make you a subservient serf to the ruling class. We're not going to have it. Don't let them steal your money with these tax hikes and hyperinflation and government theft. Protect it with gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. I'm going to repeat the number a couple of times. Write it down. 855-706-GOLD for my good friends at GoldCo to help you save what you have worked hard to earn. 855-706-GOLD for GoldCo. One more time, 855-706-GOLD. Well, last week, a crowd of protesters assembled outside of a New York City medical clinic. Why? Well, because that medical clinic has now been converted into a child euthanasia center, or excuse me, vaccination center for jabbing kids with the now FDA-endorsed Pfizer shots. Edward Saul is here with more on that. Edward, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. So they're just outwardly killing kids now and setting up pop-up sites all over the country, starting in New York.
Yes, starting in New York, it's a model that I think has been tried and tested and failed. Failed in the sense it hasn't helped public health, been a grand success, a smashing success when it comes to injury of toddlers. And this is the thing, New York City is bringing this child killing clinic to life. Now, you see outside the clinic, there's this footage from one of the viral videos from last week. You notice all the police. I mean, it's like the UN out there. I don't necessarily see Americans. I'm not saying that they're not Chinese Americans, not Black Americans, or not Indian Americans. But Stu, I find it especially egregious that this facility that has been launched on data where people, Pfizer, Moderna, other the companies, were testing on kids to begin with to get this kind of authorization, that this facility is being protected by the very police that the taxpayers would pay money toward. And the taxpayers' ones are going to be hurt here, Stu. It takes a lot of fear to get a family to bring their child to the clinic. Early today, I was looking at a lot of the public comments over the weekend about this clinic. First of all, it's not very popular. Even with the full support of the Biden administration and the government of New York State and the government of New York City, they're not having a hard time getting kids in there. And I tell you, it's because parents are smart. Parents know that it's 0.02% of the alleged deaths from COVID that are kids under the age of 5. Now, what's really interesting about this, Stu, I mentioned about the trial data, because, Stu, they couldn't have just gotten something like this approved. They had to actually test this bioweapon on kids to begin with. I'm talking about toddlers, the beautiful babies we hold in our hand and look so hopeful and lovingly toward the future at. Now, those kids, they injected the bioweapon into. And what they found during the trial, Stu, is that the children who did not get the shot fared way better against any infection or any kind of damage than the children who did get the shot. The children who got the shot, mind you, had heart attacks. Babies having heart attacks is not normal. Stu, I think that this is part of a global initiative to depopulate the world. And in a sense, I think the same group, Stu, is doing whatever they can to scare human beings indoors. And I know you agree it's a genocide.
Yeah, I do.
Stu,
100%. We've been saying this on the program that this was a genocidal event, that this was an intentional consequence, that this was mass murder. And I'm sorry, I cut you off. Have I seen what?
Have you seen this video yet that comes from the same Manchurian mad scientist that pushed this child clinic in New York? Because, of course, you saw a lot of patriots out there protesting this. You know what the response from the New York City government was today, Stu? It's this video. They're warning about a nuclear attack now on the city. Now, of course, this video, the main intent is to spread fear, the same kind of fear that spread when Dr. Fauci says a new pandemic is coming, or the New York City Council says we've got a new outbreak. This video is 100% in line with this mentality, this strategy of fear-mongering. And you know what their solution was at the end, Stu? The same solution for what we should do to respond to COVID-19. Trust the media. Trust the government. Stu, I didn't trust them, and my family's safe. How about you?
Yeah, anything that they say to do, we do exactly the opposite. But a lot of people are so indoctrinated from this multiple decades long brainwashing operation by the corrupt, criminal, lying fake news media that they just will go and rush their kids in the line. And now we're starting to see the consequences. Earlier, if you missed it, we had Mick Haddock on the program, who is a salesperson for a casket company. Listen to some of this. By the way, just real quick question here. In a bulk order of child-sized caskets, about how many is that?
Well, let's say if we went through an average of, say, 50, 60 a year, the last order was 200, and the next order after that was 250. So we've now basically sold 5 years worth of stock in 7 months.
Of child-sized caskets. 5 years worth of supply in just 7 months. So if this does not wake people up, I don't know what will.
We need to protect the children. If there's one thing we do as a generation, it's to protect the next. These children have a gun pointed at their head, and it's in the form of a death jab. Don't fall for the fear, parents. And you tell your neighbors, the ones that are trying to pressure you and trying to shame you, tell them to remember the side effects they've experienced after taking the jab. Because, dude, that's the thing. A lot of them know this. They've experienced epileptic shocks, seizures, all kinds of crazy things, but they chalk it up to the greater good. No, my brothers, you're harming your children, your literal offspring. Protect the children. It's the best thing you do for the world.
Yeah, and get out in New York and go to these injection sites and continue protesting and making your voices heard. Will it tear them down? Likely no. But it can make them uninhabitable. Nobody's going to want to go there because nobody's going to want to bring their children. When you are standing outside of them and showing them what the facts are, bring up the child caskets. 5 years worth of them ordered in just a 7-month period. We can only attribute that to one thing, and it's the intentional consequences that are a result of this euthanasia, bioweapon, death serum, injection, jab. That they're trying to force on everybody. Edward Saul, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, please be yourself.
So over the weekend, my best friend's wife was telling me that he, my best friend, Rod, was having a hard time sleeping at night. Sleepless nights can lead to an early grave, along with stress and anxiety and low mood and depression. All of these things are extremely dangerous, and many Americans are dealing with them not knowing that all of these things are as a result of a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium, the right types and the appropriate amounts, is incredibly important for your mental and bodily health. We talked about this a lot recently, and that's why we're happy to have Magnesium Breakthrough on the program. The right types and the appropriate amounts of magnesium. 75% of Americans have a deficiency, and they don't even know it. Huge problems. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We want Rod to live a long and prosperous life. We want you to also. Don't die early because of a simple magnesium deficiency when you can fix it so easily, and it is so important to your body's overall function and all of your health overall. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there right now. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. The Arizona Republican primary is just 1 month away. Arizona has a lot of races that matter this year, actually. There's the Senate candidate who will challenge Mark Kelly. There's the governor's race where Carrie Lake is battling with Doug Ducey's hand-picked successor, Karen Taylor Robinson, for that nomination. And then there's also all of the House seats, too. But there's another race that matters equally as much, even if not more so, than all of the aforementioned, and that's the Secretary of State race. At the national level, the Secretary of State handles foreign policy, allegedly, or at least they're supposed to. Some of them just smash BlackBerries and hide emails and participate in child sex trafficking. But I digress. At the state level, the Secretary of State is the one in charge of elections. And in Arizona specifically, the Secretary of State is next in the line of succession for governor because that state has no lieutenant governor. Now, obviously, the biggest reason that the Uniparty was able to pull off all of the crap that they did in 2020 is because we have an entirely fake system filled with parasitic mobsters, criminals, pretending to be Republicans who all sat around and let them steal it. So kind of, it's really like participating in a delusion, but let's play along for a moment with the dialectic. Another reason is that even though Republicans had the governor's mansion and the legislature, the state secretary of state, Katie Hobbs, was a Democrat and completely willing to do whatever the Biden campaign needed to win the state. Mail-in ballots, mass absentee ballots, gutting verification standards, having new votes be found at 2 a.m. I mean, you name it. You know what happened across our country on November 3rd of 2020. But in a system where votes actually count, if we were living in a serious country where none of this was an illusion, we're only going to take back Arizona or any other state by taking back the Secretary of State job. But not every Republican on the ballot is going to cut it. One of the candidates for the job is Michelle Ugenti-Reda. Remember, she's the politician who got booed off stage last year at a Trump rally she was given a speaking slot at for some reason or another. I don't know. She also claims to be a hawk on election integrity, but it's all fake. It's all a sham, just like everything else in the dialectic. She basically threw a temper tantrum against another Republican lawmaker and eventually voted against a bill that would have guarded against fraudulent election signatures and double voting in multiple states. After she got booed off stage, she went and trashed the Arizona election audit. So we know where she stands. Now she wants to be the Secretary of State so that she can repeat everything that happened in 2020? Unreal. But if a fair election is to take place, we do have a Republican candidate to vote for. Mark Fincham is a cop and a first responder, as well as a rancher and member of the Arizona State House. He's running for that critical Secretary of State job. He has President Trump's endorsement, which is no surprise because he's also rock solid on election integrity. And he's even still gathering signatures right now on a petition to decertify the 2020 election results. Very important. Do not participate in the fakeness. Mark Fincham joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I really appreciate it, Stu.
Of course. Good to be with you. Yeah, so here we have this system where the vote has been disenfranchised. All eyes have been on Arizona. Now the Biden DOJ is actually looking to indict, criminalize, jail people who are looking to right the wrongs of 2020 in Arizona. To all of this, you say what?
That's what Marxists do. They take down the people who ask questions. And quite frankly, as a retired police officer, retired in 1999, as a fairly well-educated man with a master's degree in law and economics and a Six Sigma certified process engineer, I ask a lot of questions. Well, that's why I was elected. I was elected to the House of Representatives, and I've served for 8 years, I think with distinction, have voted for every good policy move to reform elections. So now comes the time when a guy responds to his constituents, November 30th of 2020, you may recall, I hosted an ad hoc public hearing on election integrity. And they did not count, they, the Uniparty, did not count on some bumpkin coming off the plains just asking questions.
So how do you win when you acknowledge, I mean, obviously you do acknowledge everything is fake. You understand the Uniparty is in control of these voting machines connected to the internet. We were told that they weren't supposed to, but this is the empire of lies. And if they just stop lying, the whole empire just crumbles. When you get there, you're going to fix it. How do we get you there knowing all of this?
Yeah, so that is the tough one, okay? Carrie Lake and I have filed suit in U.S. District Court for a preliminary injunction to block the use of black box ballot tabulation equipment. Now, black box actually is a term of art in the legal world. It's something that you can't see inside of. You can't verify the code that is actually running those machines. So you can't verify if there's a nefarious code in there that flips votes. Now, keep in mind, this is the same company that Dr. Eric Comer made this famous statement, we've seen to it that Donald Trump won't win before the election. Okay, that means that a vendor has a higher level of authority in the election than the elected officials do. To your point, sir, about this is all a simulacra, a simulation, it's fake. It certainly does lead one to believe that. Now, the left is absolutely, in fact, my opponents are absolutely apoplectic about me being elected to a job that really the only thing I'm required to do is make sure that these are observed. The Arizona revised statutes, the whole reason, and I'm talking to you from the floor of the Arizona House of Representatives because they're doing some construction here, but the whole purpose of having election law is so that you don't have the thumb of injustice on the scales of elections. So why are you afraid of a guy who simply wants to make sure that people are held accountable for following the law?
Not only are they afraid of you, but they're going to absolutely make certain 100% that no outsider who wants fair and free and open elections ever gets there, and that you're going to be silenced as a dissident and labeled dangerous and a terrorist and possibly investigated or even jailed if you take it far enough.
Yeah. So again, that's what Marxists do. And right now they are in the throes of trying to engage in a coup against the American people, against our, never mind the former president, President Trump. They're trying to engage in a coup against the American people and the Constitution of the United States of America. That's what's up here. As long as that document is in place and we have freedom-loving people that want to observe it and revere it, they can't win. In fact, cheating isn't winning. It's just cheating. So we're on a mission right now to see to it that come August 2nd, which is just a few weeks away, we prevail in having me on the ballot for the general election. Now, I've spoken with a number of constituents. We have early voting is already underway. In fact, historically, about 20 to 25% of the election happens in the first 5 days that ballots are in people's hands. Well, they received their ballots starting Tuesday of last week. So for all intents and purposes, the trend line is already set. Now, the question becomes, will Maricopa County's election be fraud-free? will it be unencumbered by some of the incompetence, the mismanagement that we saw in the last election? Now, they can deny all they want to that it didn't exist. We've got the proof. We've got the receipts.
Yeah.
So quit with the real big lie is that it was a safe and secure election. No, it wasn't. Admit that you have a problem so that we can now work on reforms to fix the problem.
Well, yeah, the safe and secure election in Arizona is just like the safe and effective vaccines on the market. It's just like the causes of the war in Ukraine and the actual events of the war. Everything is lies. Again, it's the empire of lies. You getting elected, you being the Secretary of State in Arizona, ensures that this is checkmate for any election thieves that would wish to continue this Marxist coup on the American people. And I like the way that you said that, because what this is a coup of your rights, a coup of your liberty, a coup of the illusion of the freedom that you supposedly have, and all of the institutions that we grow up trusting to, or learning to trust. For example, zombies in white lab coats that called themselves doctors. We grew up believing that the medical institution was there actually caring about our health. We now know that it completely hasn't been. We grew up believing that our votes actually elected representatives who would then go to those seats that we appoint them to and be representatives of us, the people. But I don't really know if actually since they shot and killed JFK, and when I say that, I don't mean Lee Harvey Oswald. We know who shot and killed JFK. Since they carried that out, I don't really know that we've had a president elected. And I mean all of them, including Trump. I mean, so I don't know how much of this is real and how much of it isn't, but we're going to have to play along with the dialectic and actually take this back. We have to take our country. We have to ignore what these people are doing. What about a social voting system? What about an alternate voting system where Mark Fincham has some major, huge platform and Carrie Lake, all of you that are really, truly America First freedom fighters, real representatives of the people because you're real people. You're not bots and Marxists. Where you had a platform where everybody in Arizona can go, regardless of what their political ideologies or affiliation is, because that's all fake too, but they can actually just go there and say, this is who we voted for. Something that could be secured with blockchain technology. I don't know. But that would put these people in checkmate, because now you have direct from the people to a public domain, this is who I voted for. And we could protect their anonymity. Maybe somebody like Elon Musk should look at doing something like this if he really cares about freedom of speech in this country.
Yeah, so actually, I proposed that 2 years ago, and the major component that gets us there is now in the upcoming budget that we're, well, the budget that we are now in. We allocated over $6 million for ballot fraud countermeasures. Now, I don't know if you're aware of that program that I introduced 2 years ago, but it has a watermark on every ballot that cannot be forged. It's not just the fact that it's illuminated by black light, but it's the radio frequency of the contents of the ink that have printed it to paper. So we're no more of this shenanigans where they can just add however many fictitious ballots to the system, because you'll have to account for every ballot blank going into the system. So for the first time in the history of the United States, we'll have a state that actually knows the number of ballots that are legitimate in the system before the election, not after it. Number two, it will have a QR code on the ballot that every voter can scan and get their own unique number. So they'll be able to go out and find their ballot out online after the election is over and verify that their ballot is recorded the way they voted for it. Now, here's the interesting piece of this, and I think this is going to just tickle you to death. By putting all of the ballots by precinct, store them by precinct out on the blockchain, the people can be the watchers of the counters within the government. They can have a ballot counting party after the election and verify that here are the legitimate ballots that were counted in the election, and that count better match what the county counted. I think that single thing probably takes down well over 50% of the fraud that goes on.
And at the time that that happens, when that is exposed as the Secretary of State, you would obviously move to work with the Attorney General to investigate and indict anybody who's still participating in the disenfranchising of votes here in this country.
Right. I'm already engaged in conversations with the leading candidates within the AG's race. Abe Hamaday has been endorsed by President Trump as well. Andy Gould, Rodney Glassman might be one of them. My objective as the Secretary of State is to literally pitch low and outside fastballs so that the the AG can, within days of receiving a complaint from the Secretary of State's office, can spin up an indictment. Not months, days.
And not to be used as some sort of an election campaigning grift, like what's happening with Brnovich right now. I don't believe a damn thing that he says.
If you cheat, if you violate election law, there will be a consequence. That's what we've got right now. We don't have a consequence because we don't really have a Secretary of State.
And we really don't have the rule of law.
We don't. It's lawlessness. And here's an example. All right. Last week, my phone started blowing up on Monday. I'm sorry, Tuesday. Monday was a holiday. At about 8 o'clock in the morning when people started getting their mail. In the Pinal County elections, none of the municipal offices appear on the ballot. They're supposed to be, but they're not there. Who signed off on that? The Pinal County Elections Director, the Pinal County Recorder, the Pinal County Board of Supervisors, and the Arizona Secretary of State.
And this isn't an oversight.
It's poor performance, at least. It's mismanagement. It's malmanagement. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Well, for people who come after me and say, the fact that you're asking questions about an election undermines democracy. Well, first of all, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. So get your terms straight. The nomenclature matters. Second of all, if you think that me asking questions about a questionable result is somehow undermining our governance, then why are we doing IRS audits of people who have paid their taxes? Why are we doing audits of state offices and recipients of taxpayer dollars? Audits are there to verify that the system is operating the way it was designed and that nobody's cheating. Go figure. Now you've got a situation where you have ballots that are actually missing offices that should have been on that ballot. That undermines democracy. The democratic portion of our republic.
The democratic process is a fraud. It just doesn't exist. And this is what we have to take back. And I will tell everybody, if you believe in the writings of constitutions, whether it's the United States Constitution or your own state's constitution, specifically speaking to Arizona's, this it specifically says, if you have representatives of the people who are legislating over you, or in any other way, this legislative law, or they're coming up with laws that in any way suppress or oppress you, or oppress your individual liberty or your freedom or even your happiness, you would be derelict in your duties as a citizen of the state of Arizona or as a citizen of the United States if you did not abolish that form of government and remove those people from office and then construct a new level and a new form of government completely. This doesn't say to wait until an election cycle. It doesn't say to wait until 22 or 24. And that's a really interesting thing because the Constitution directs us. You would be derelict in your duties if you did not do this. So what does that look like? What does that kind of a fix look like if we can't get this election crap straight?
Well, the prerequisite is that we have a righteous and moral people. The next step is we have to have an engaged people. Now, I have a lot of hope right now because I have never seen the level of engagement of everyday six-pack Bob and you know, the people of America are awake and they're all asking questions now. It's not just one guy in Phoenix that held a hearing. It is now across the land. We have, if you saw what happened in Nebraska over the weekend, you got people that are righteously indignant, and they took people out of office.
It's happening all over the world. In Hong Kong, they were tearing down facial recognition cameras.
Loudoun County, Virginia. Those people are on fire. And I think the same is going on here in Phoenix. It's simmering. There's a little bit of a brush fire here. But now people are very much paying attention. In fact, I would like to plug an app that your viewers can use.
Please.
To report fraud. It's called Votify Now, VOTIFYNOW. It's an app for both iPhones and Androids. And you create John Vieira did a great job of this. You create an identity and it will geo-plot where you're at when you make the observation. So let's say, for example, you receive multiple ballots in the mail. You can take pictures of those, give a brief description of what you saw, click submit, and it goes into a national fraud database. He wants to call it irregularities, but I'm going to call it what I believe it is. These are fraudulent. These are crimes of fraud that are being committed. And if you have Votify Now, VOTIFYNOW, if you have that on your phone, you'll be able to classify what you're seeing and you become a witness who is offering evidence of wrongdoing. We are going to turn the American people into collectors of evidence for criminal acts, election misfeasance, malfeasance, and malmanagement. We are going to have that database so that we've got the right evidence, we've got the witness, we've got the location, and we'll be able to turn that over to the Attorney General's office. We've never had that before, Stu.
So many people are asking for what they can do. You know, all of the evidence out there, and they're saying, so now what? Nothing ever happens. How do I get involved? What can I do? Here's something that you can do. Another thing that you can do is go to VoteFincham.com. VoteFincham.com. This is Mark Fincham. He's a retired cop. He's a rancher. He is one of us, a real America First patriot. He has the full endorsement of me personally, my family, and this platform, put our full weight behind it. And we'll talk to you before this primary upcoming as well. Mark Fincham, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate the opportunity.
Of course, anytime. Nobody's going to pull a fast one on Fincham. Nobody should be able to dupe you or pull the wool over your eyes either. Stu Crew, you need dominant brains. Get that dominance by the products from Newtopia. These are brain supplements that help you to critically think right away in the morning. When you pop your eyes open, you're ready to go. Added creativity and focus and clarity and even aggression. All of it on demand with the brain supplements from Newtopia. They're all 100% safe, totally legal. You're not going to go to jail if you use these products, and you're not going to get addicted to them either. But these things are incredible. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. You're going to learn a lot about yourself when you go there. There's a custom questionnaire. You tell the great people at Newtopia.com/Stu Peters exactly how it is that you think, the way that you process certain information. Then Newtopia turns around with their custom products and spits out a formula for you to keep you dominant all day long and throughout the evening. And in the evening, speaking of which, if you want to unwind, put down the alcohol because that kills brain cells, and instead use Gabalicious, a product from Newtopia that gives you the same type of feeling as alcohol, but again, totally safe, non-addictive, and 100% legal. Plus, you can still drive after you take it. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters for the brain supplements that you need to be dominant all day long. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
This program, the Stu Peters Show, this platform, really the whole Stu Peters network is absolutely exploding. I look at the numbers at the beginning of every week, and it is just so humbling. I'm in awe. I would say that it's unbelievable, but it's not. It's 100% explainable. It's 100% God. It's supernatural. And thanks in large part to the way that you share this content. We're now on television, DirecTV, and Dish Network, the Beck News Network, smashing records on Rumble. The speed at which the channel is growing and the number of views, nobody else is touching it. The podcast numbers are insane. The downloads are exponentially growing daily. It's so humbling to see. And so thank you for that. plus all of the premium stuff that you get for $10 a month. Stu Peters Show extended interviews every Saturday. You have Dalton Clodfelter, Lauren Witzke, and Edward Zoll with Crosstalk News doing new premium stuff. Maria Z broadcasting live from Australia. Dr. Jane Ruby, of course. You have the Richard Leonard Show, plus Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, investigative deep dive reports, 100% ad-free experience, $10 a month. But now, $1 trials, just $1. Go try it out. Go to redvoicemedia.com/premium. redvoicemedia.com/premium. These are all on this network 100% Jesus loving believers, real Christians, real God fearing dissidents, and they selflessly are unafraid to share the truth with you every single day. And thank you. Continue to share it, please. $1 a month, redvoicemedia.com/premium. redvoicemedia.com/premium. Give it a trial. Also, it's all made possible by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, another God-fearing, Jesus-believing Christian, a family man and a real patriot that loves his country. He's an independent fiduciary. Make sure that you go check him out. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, or book your appointment with him in person. Go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I love this part. I love this part of the show, but I hate it because I have to say goodbye. Until tomorrow, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the...